Speaking a couple months ago to the Florida Chamber Foundation, Attorney General Pam Bondi recalled how massive the effort was to help the victims of the Pulse nightclub shooting.
I had 19 victims advocates that we brought in from around the state, thinking they'd be here for a couple days. They were still here 3 weeks later. So far, we've dispensed well over $300,000 in funeral expenses, counseling, lost wages, helping, you know, and the dynamic of that situation was interesting because so many of our victims and family members were Spanish speaking. So many of them were from the Dominican or Puerto Rico. So we had to help arrange funeral services either here or in Puerto Rico.
Working alongside those advocates for weeks was Andrew Fay, a Tallahassee attorney, and his efforts prompted Bondi to nominate him for the 2016 Government Attorney of the Year Award.
Andrew's nomination was incredibly impressive and explained how Andrew immediately left Tallahassee, went down to Orlando to help the victims of the Pulse massacre, how he stayed there working for 18 hours a day, 7 days a week for 3 weeks and refused to come back to Tallahassee. His wife actually had to mail him clothes so that he could continue working.
That's David Grimes, the president of the Florida Government Bar Association, which issued Andrew Fay the award.
People have a certain conception of government attorneys that doesn't really mesh with what we see from our side. Previous winners have been lead attorneys on the Deepwater Horizon litigation and done all kinds of exceptional things. And while no one ever wanted to be in a situation like Andrew was in, he went above and beyond the call of duty in keeping with the best traditions of our legal profession in rendering aid and helping make sure that people understood the system and were able to get the help that we need. So we were very honored to be able to recognize him as the Government Attorney of the Year.
Fay was recognized last week during one of the Florida Government Bar Association's monthly luncheons. The association, not affiliated with the Florida Bar, is mostly comprised of attorneys employed by the government. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.